放逸中无意，如众睡独醒，智者如峻池，如以所不及。
Among the heedless people, among the sleepy wide awake, as the swift horse all rounds a hake, so one of good wisdom wins.
那么所谓放逸者终无益，就是大众呢都很放逸的时候，我们仍然随时随地呢要提醒自己，不要跟随呢那些往下流转的众生应该呢要自己奋力向上，依止自己的正觉之智如众睡独醒，好像众人呢都已经睡着了，那我们仍然呢与这个正法相应。
Among the heedless heedful, while everyone is in heedlessness indulge, we should able to remind ourselves at any time and anywhere for being cultivated harder than anyone else by following our correct enlightened wisdom.Among the sleepy, wide awake, even others are all getting to sleep, we still keep cultivating by following the correct and proper dharmas.
那么有智慧的人呢，就好像良马，一奔就千里。以前呢，我们中国有这个千里马，一日呢就来回千里，可是呢那个懈怠的人就好像跛脚的马走都走不动，看起来很吃肥，但是走的路很短。那么千里马看起来呢很瘦，可是呢却很猛健。
A wise man is just as a swift horse in former time of China that covers1,000 li a day. The heedless man is just a hack that is unable to cover the long distance. Even he looks strong, but the swift horse that looks thin and weak, he is brave.
那么好像呢在佛陀时代，有一次呢有两位好朋友的僧人，他们呢去礼拜佛陀之后那么在佛陀那里学习到所谓修禅定的这个法门，于是两个人呢就相约到森林里去隐居。
During the Buddha's periodThere were two monks, our good friends. One time, after they had paid their respects to the Buddha, they had learned a Dharma Do of meditation from the Buddha. Then they invited each other to cultivate together in a forest.
然后呢，在凌晨的时候，其中有一个就早早起来了，准备烧火做饭。然后呢吃饱饭的时候就坐下来跟那些见习生或是刚入门的修行者在那边谈天。另外呢他的另外一个朋友这个人呢非常用功，可是呢他这个朋友却常常讥嫌他。
Every day before dawn, one of monks who wake up early and prepare for cooking the breakfast. After the breakfast, he always sat down and chatted with others. His friend, The other man who was being cultivated so hard, but his friend, the heedless man, who always satirized him.
有一次呢，他那个啊很精进的朋友就劝这一个呢喜欢忙东忙西来填补自己生活空虚的这个啊僧人，跟他讲说，兄弟啊，你不要过放逸的生活了，一个放逸的僧人呢将会受到种种的苦难，他们好像自己所居住的房屋啊，那么常常呢啊在那边呢修补，可是呢却不知道真正该修补之处在哪里，这个啊不被佛陀所赞许。可是呢那一个啊喜欢忙东忙西的僧人呢却不把这种劝告放在心上，他认为他让自己很忙，身体很忙，就是不放逸。那么那个热诚呢精进的僧人的感叹，这个人呢不会接受别人的善劝谏，所以呢啊他呢就不管那一个啊喜欢东忙西忙的僧人，就持续呢精进。那么过不久之后呢，这个僧人呢啊早上也精行思维禅定，中午也思维禅定，晚上也思维禅定。可是他那个朋友呢啊早上也啊急忙煮饭，中午呢又急忙吃饭啊，然后呢到下午还要睡一下午觉。就有一天呢啊那个啊懒惰的僧人早上吃饱饭过后啊在看到阳光暖和了，就看到那个呢啊精进的僧人在那边惊醒，他就跟他讲，懒汉，一天到晚不煮饭，你呢入森林里面就是想躺下来睡觉，你从佛陀那里获得啊禅定法门，你应该要起来一心一意练习禅定。说完他之后呢，他自己进房间里面又去睡觉了。
One day this other cultivated man advised his monk friend, my Buddha brotherDon't indulge in heedlessness. A man who indulges in heedlessness will undergo the sufferings. It is just that a person who spends lots of time for repairing his own house, in fact, it has nothing has to be fixed up at all. This kind of action will not winThe approval of the Buddha. However, this heedless man doesn't put the advice on mind. He thought that he wasn't a heedless person because he was being worked very hard and busy for those daily working on his life. His other cultivated monk friend was soSorrowful, he just cultivated more harder than before, and he sat there deep in contemplation, no matter the day and night. But his mom friend had been working hard for those daily houseworks, no matter the days and nights. One day, this lazy man, after he took the dinner, he saw that his hard cultivated friend who was in contemplation, and he said to him, lazy man, from day to night, you never cook for food and work for the housework. You only wish to have the nice sleep in the forest every day. You have learned the Dharma Door of meditation from the Buddha, and youhave to get up and cultivate for meditation. Then he went to his room to sleep after his talking.
然后呢他那个精进的朋友在证得阿罗汉果之后就拥有神通， 后来呢，这两个僧人啊，过完隐居生活之后，就回到佛陀那儿礼拜。那佛陀呢，就对他们说，我相信你们已经呢过着不放逸的生活，一心一意呢热诚的熏修禅定，并且呢已经证得最高目标吧。那个放逸的僧人马上就抢着回答说啊，世尊啊，我可以算是不放逸的人，这个人怎么能算不放逸？一天到晚懒惰懈怠，就等吃饭，也不煮饭，都是我在忙，一天到晚都躲进森林里面，不然就在那边走来走去，也不修禅定。那么他离开你之后啊，一事无成，那就躺下睡觉。结果佛陀就问他，那你呢？这个放逸的僧人就说，世尊啊，我每天早上取火啊，烧火取柴做饭，然后呢在初日的时候，就是阳光还很冷，那我就坐在那边呢取暖啊，然后呢一边思维禅定啊，我没有把时间浪费在我睡觉方面。结果啊，佛陀就谴责那个放逸的僧人说，你把时间浪费光阴，然后呢还说自己不放逸啊，你把放逸认为不放逸，把别人呢啊勇猛精进当成是放逸。所以我有告诉过你们吗？看别人放逸的同时，其实就是你自己放逸了。还有啊，不要忘记，喜欢出风头爱炫的时候呢，不要忘记那个过失必定是你自己。
Then this hard cultivator who attained the arhatship later, and he also attained the magical power, they then went to pay their respect to the Buddha. The Buddha spoke to them, I believe that you have been living inHeavenless life, and you have been cultivated very hard for the meditation. Therefore, you have reached the highest position on your Buddha path. This lazy man immediately answered to the Buddha, Those come one. I am the one who is able to be considered as a heavenless person.But my monk friend was not able to be considered as a heavenless person. He never cooked for himself instead of sitting there. Only I have been cooking for him. I have been so busy. He never cultivated heart. He learned nothing at all after he left from here. He only knows to sleep. Then the Buddha answered him,How about you? This lazy man answered, I got up so early every day for cooking for the food, preparing the water, and so on. And before the sun rises, I always sitting outside and taking contemplation. I did not wasting my time for sleep.The Buddha blamed on this lazy man. You wasted your time, but you considered yourself as a heavenless man. You indulged in heedlessness, but you thought that you are not heedless. Other people have been cultivating very hard, but you considered as the heedlessness man. Future more, I do tell you before. During the time when you consider others as the heedlessness ones, in fact, at this time, you are the one who are able to be considered as the heedlessness person. Moreover, you have to put in mind, once you seek the limelight,And this time, you are the one who are able to be considered as an evil karma maker. you to create the force at this time.
Okay. 得为诸天主，无一人所赞，方亦为人喝。
Heavenness is always praised. Heedlessness is ever branded. By heavenness the Mahago, the law of the gods.
摩羯呢，其实所讲的就是大梵天王。也就是天王当中的王，那他怎么能够做大梵天王呢？就是因为以无放逸。大梵天王呢，是以有心行一切世间善法，虽然有我在行法之心，但是呢，没有贪得我要行之乐，所以呢，他对世间人呢、很喜欢行善，只喜欢行善，可是呢，却不愿意他人的回馈，也就是没有贪我行善之心。那么广为行一切善事，所以呢，成就啊这个大梵天王，作为呢所有诸天之主。
The Magha we are talking here refers the Brahma, which is the king of the heaven gods. Why is he able to be the Brahma? Because he does not indulge in heedlessness. The Brahma created many of pure good karmas, but even he was a pure karma maker,He still put on mind if he did create the pure karmas. Even he did put on mind for creating the pure karma, he did not cling to the joyousy of creating the pure karma. He liked to help and benefit to all other beings. He did not ask to get others on back.And he did not cling to the.
那么不放逸的人呢，就啊被大众所赞叹。这里所讲的大众呢，当然不只是人道，还有其他五道的众生呢所共同赞叹。那么放逸的人呢，就常常啊被人呵责呵骂。就好像我跟你们讲过呢，在以前中国啊，有一个老比丘，这个老比丘呢，他很喜欢修行。有一次呢，听说一个地方啊，那个地方很缺水，很希望有一个人呢，能够想办法呢，让他们能够有泉水涌出来。那么就来了这个老比丘啊，他发愿呢。要在那里诵1000部的金刚经，因为听说呢，诵金刚经之后呢，会涌出般若泉。可是在以前呢，也有几个发心的比丘，去到那里呢，没有几天，就自己死了。
Heavenness is always praised by all people. The people here is not only reversed to the path of the human beings. It is also referred to the other 5 paths of the human beings. The heedlessness is ever branded. I had ever mentioned to you before, in former times of China, there was an old man. He was a hard cultivator. One time, he heard from someone that there was aPlace which had less of water. The people had, at the town were willing that there had someone who was able to have the idea for welling up the spring water. Then this old man arrived to this little town. He vowed to recite 1000s of Vajra Sutras. According to a near-say, if people is able to recite thousands of Vajra sutras, when the time he has finished reciting the sutra, the source of wisdom will lean up then. Even before time, there were few of men who did the same words, but the few days later, after they arrived to this town, they all died for no reason.
那么这个老比丘呢，去到那一个地方啊，也是过不了多久就生病，而且病得很严重，连爬都爬不起来。可是呢，他这个金刚性智啊，世间人说顽固，但是呢，其实呢，他是坚持啊，希望为这一方的百姓造福，为人修善的这个金刚心智不动摇。所以他虽然生病爬不起来，他仍然很勉强的呢，靠在那个墙上，每天仍然持续不断的要诵金刚经。结果诵到999卷的时候，那天晚上就出现了一个凶神恶鬼，然后呢就打这个老和尚，跟他讲，这里是我的地盘，你来干什么，我要杀死你。这老和尚仍然无动于衷，拿起将要圆满的最后一部金刚经，仍然在那里念金刚经。那个人怎么打他他都不管，结果念到一半的时候呢，那个凶神恶煞呢就离开不见了，不是离开，就这样子不见了。不见了之后呢，隔天早上就从他的房子后面呢有一个细缝当中就流出一股泉水，而且这个泉水源源不断，非常的甘甜美好，那越流越大越流越大，就汇成一条溪，就解决了所有那一方呢所有百姓的没有水之苦。原来呢是一只恶龙啊把那个水泉眼呢给遮住住了，他要呢占领那个地方。所以啊，我们要知道坚持到最后的后果，如果是你以坚持的是善法业，那么成功必定是我们的，但是呢是要以利益众人之心，不惜牺牲生命。可是我们现在人呢就是想到我不要这么做，碰到一点小困难就退缩。
It was the same. After this old man arrived to this town, he got so illness. He was suffering from a serious illness. Even he was unable to get out of bed. He had a firm and unshakable mind.Just the Vajra, he was willing to benefit and help all beings at this town. Maybe other common people considered him as a stubborn man. He continued to attend and recite the Vajra Sutra every day until the night he had finished reciting999 of Vajra Sutras. There was an evil ghost appear and beat at him, saying, "What are you doing here? This place is belonging to me. I want to kill you." This old man was not afraid at all. He kept continually reciting the last time of 1000 Vajra Sutras. Whatever the evil ghost beat at him, he did notafraid at all. Before he finished reciting the Vajra Sutra, this evil ghost just disappeared. The other morning, there was a soul that welled up from a crack in the wall of the backyard of this house. There was a steady flow of souls of the water.The water tasted so sweet, and finally it became a river. the people at town will never feel suffer at all for lack of water. Why did not water come out at this town before? Because there was a dragon that covered the source of water. He wanted to occupy that place for his own. Moreover, we read that if the truth we are persists in which is followed by the proper pure karma, finally we would be succeed. We should give up our personal interest, even our own life. The main point we have to put on mind that we have to benefit others no matter what you do. The common people right now act different. They only think of himself. They even give up if they encounter difficulty.
在中国啊，普陀山有一个小和尚，他六七岁的时候，他是一个呢耳朵聋，然后呢口中哑，也就是啊听不到说不会说话的一个小和尚。为什么他会去那里当小和尚呢？因为他的哥哥啊在普陀山当一个啊很有名的法师。这个法师呢很怜悯他这个弟弟呢这么小又聋又哑，所以就跟他弟弟讲啊，你呢每天啊自己呢在晚上人家睡觉的时候你就去拜观世音菩萨，向观世音菩萨忏悔，忏悔我们呢所做的种种往昔呢不善的恶因缘，请观世音菩萨慈悲开你的智慧。那么这个小和尚啊，小沙弥呢，真的每天就在人家下殿之后，他就自己一个人去到大殿，就在那边慢慢拜，也不会讲，他心中就默念观世音菩萨，就拜，拜下去就说忏悔忏悔，也不懂得忏悔什么，反正他哥哥呢，讲了这么多忏悔，他也搞不懂，反正他就忏悔忏悔忏悔，他就拜，就忏悔。那么天天这样拜，不间断的拜，到了三年后，每天不间断哦，风雨无阻。三年后呢，有一天他拜啊，拜到太晚了，忘记去睡觉了，就趴在呢那个大殿的那个拜殿上，就在那里睡着了。他没有去睡觉。那隔天早上呢，那个师父要起来整理大殿的时候，打开门一看，就看到那个小孩子，一个小孩子趴在那里。那个师父呢，那些大师父就问：“小和尚，你在这里干什么？”啊，睡眼朦胧的站起来，回头一看，我在拜观世音菩萨。
At Puto Mountain in China, there was a little novice around his 6 to 7 years old. He was not able to speak and hear. Why did he become a little novice at the temple? Because this older brother who was a famous Dharma master at that temple, and he had compassion for his little brother. Therefore, he teach him to bow the Guanyin Bodhisattva every day night when others were in sleep. His older brother said to him, you have to repent of your past errors. You have to ask the Guanyin Bodhisattva to enlighten your nature wisdom. This little novice did follow whatever his older brother teach him. Every day after other months got out from class. He went along to the Buddha hall every day. He bowed and recited the Guanyin Bodhisattva without saying a word. Then he just said, I repent of my past error. Even he did not understand the true meaning of the word. He just did whatever his older brother teach him. He continually bowing to the Bodhisattva every day. 3 years later, one night he forgot to go to sleep at his own room. Instead of lying on in front of the Buddha at the Buddha hall, because he was bowing until too late at that night. The next day morning, other monks went to the Buddha hall and saw at him. This man asked him, Little Navik, what are you doing here? He felt somewhat sleepy, but he answered to the monk, I am just bowing the Guanyin Bodhisattva.
然后呢，这时候有很多的啊僧人陆续要来上殿，大众呢都听到他在念，他在讲，我在拜观世音菩萨啦，我在拜观世音菩萨啊。这时候大众就很吃惊说，啊，小和尚你会讲话啦。然后他才突然间惊醒说，哦对啊，我怎么会讲话了呢？是啊，很多事情呢我们要能够专心致意。是啊，很多事情我们要从心中真的去惭愧忏悔我们往昔所造的诸恶业。所以碰到恶境界的时候，正应该反省自己，而不是去嗔怪他人。
Then all other men who all heard that he was sleeping by, I am bowing the Guanyin Bodhisattva, I am bowing the Guanyin Bodhisattva. All monks were so surprised. Little Navik, oh, you are able to sleep, to speak.Then he just awake. Yeah, why do I able to speak? Therefore, we understand that we have to do very concentrate when doing the thing. We should able to feel repentance of our past error. When the bad and evil condition appear, we have to repent ourselves instead of blaming for others.
那个小和尚啊，从那时候开始就会讲话，也会听，会蹦会跳。他在普陀山呢，最大的特点是什么呢？就是很会吃。你给他三碗公的饭他也吃，给他十碗公的饭他也吃，到最后呢，整个寺庙里面所有人吃剩了这么一大锅的东西，他也全部给他吃下肚子里面。可是呢，他有一个最大的恐怖，就是他最怕人家说要赶他离开普陀山，他喜欢住在那里。有一天呢，一个老和尚啊，就是一个其他的和尚啊，听人家这么说，就故意逗他说，小和尚啊，我听说啊，那个老和尚啊说那个小和尚太会吃了，我们普陀山会被他吃垮了啊！哎，干脆给他签单好了。这个小和尚一听啊，啊，就非常生气，就抓着那个老和尚的脸皮啊、衣服啊，就爬到他头上，正好去捶他，啊，把他捶的呢，那个老和尚喊爹喊娘的，就突然间听到一个声音：“小和尚啊！”你怎么可以欺负老人家呢？一听回头一看，正好是呢那个住持老和尚，他马上呢爬下那个和尚的头，就去跪在那个老和尚前面说，他欺负我，他说你要签我的单， 大和尚你快告诉他你不是签我的单对不对？老和尚就说啊，他跟你开玩笑的啦，你不要这样打他啦，万一打伤了我还要付医药费，那不是很麻烦吗？所以啊，一个人如果能够不放逸，不让自己随随便便慌慢懈怠，那么你的善福因缘一定日日增长，受众人所尊敬赞叹。如果你很放逸，只对自己好，对所有人呢都充满了轻慢不好，那么你就是一个放逸的人，受众人所唾弃。所以我有告诉过你们啊，希望别人尊重你，不要尊重一切，不要忘记尊重一切人。你希望人人对你好，不要从心中真心流露出对每一个人都要尊重，对他们都好，多设身处地为他人立场所着想。
Then from that day, this little Navi was able to speak and hear. He had a special characteristic. He was able to eat a lot. Even he was able to eat all of the food when the other men at the temple were not able to eat them all. By the way, he was afraid that someone at the temple asking to drive him away from the Puto mountain. He liked to live there. One day, there was an old man who played a joke to him. He talked to this little novice, I have heard that the venerable master of this temple who is going to drive you away from here because you did eat too much. This little Navi was so angry. He then climbed on the body of this old man, beating at him. Suddenly, he heard a sound. Little Navi, why do you able to beat the older man? Then this little Navi turned over his head. He suddenly find that the venerable man, master of the temple, who stands beside him. He kneeled down then, saying, he lied to me. He told me that you are going to drive me away from the temple. Venerable master, is it true? You are not going to drive me away, isn't it? The venerable master answered to him, he was just playing a joke to you. Don't beat at him. Therefore, if a person who doesn't indulge in heedlessness by following his heedlessness mind, then his blessing will be increased day after day. And people are always pressing to him. If you do indulge in heedlessness and treat yourself nicely, accept others, you are to be considered as a heedless man, and heedlessness is ever-present. Therefore, you should pay your respect to others first. If you wish that other will respect to you, if you wish that other treat you nicely, you should put in mind that you have to respect others with your truly mind, and then to treat them nicely. Whatever you do, you have to stand on the side of others.
乐不放逸比丘，或者具见放逸，犹如猛火炎炎，烧去大劫小劫，
The bihun liking heedlessness, seeing fear in heedlessness, advanced as a conflagration, burning factor gray and small.
那么如果呢我们自己不放逸，喜欢呢安住于啊这个心的光明相续修行，或者是呢我们明白放逸的苦果，那么不敢呢随便放逸，看到呢放逸的众生呢就起怜悯啊，就起呢堕落的啊这种恐惧，那我们自然呢就不会放逸。所谓的放逸呢，就是啊放任自己随便做任何事，逸呢就是随便来去，而没有一个呢真实之体。
We self by Dhamma heaven living cultivate heart, or we real that and enlighten the suffering we do well have.If we do indulge in heedlessness, we ask ourselves for being heedfulness. We shall have compassion and pitiful minds to those people who do indulge in heedlessness. When we do see fear in heedlessness, we then should restrain for being in heedlessness.The heedlessness means convene oneself doing whatever the bad or good, and it is no real condition.
那么一个啊专心呢与正法道相应的众生，看到呢众生种种的放逸，就好像呢看到那个猛火啊炎炎，刹那呢就会烧损自己的、啊、智慧菩提根。可是如果呢一个不放逸的比丘，他常运用智慧的光明之火焰，那么也是如智慧蒙蒙啊炎炎呢，可以烧去贪嗔痴的大劫烦恼，以及相随贪嗔痴的愚痴我慢情染之见，这个小劫烦恼。
A heart cultivator who see the living beings indulge in heedlessness, that is just that seeing a burning fire destroying all our pure karmas. A heedlessnessperson who were able to use his wisdom doing the thing. His wisdom is the same as the burning fire that also able to destroy the warrior's greed, hatred, delusion, and desert of love.
好像呢以前在中国啊有一个出家人，他是我们的祖师，他刚开始出家要修行的时候，因为呢希望能够啊解脱种种呢这个生死轮转之苦，所以呢他就去选择啊在一个深崖旁边打坐。那么打坐呢，他给自己的目的就是不要睡觉，要专心用功。可是呢一坐坐坐坐坐，那个瞌睡虫一来，他头一直点点点，等到睡着了之后呢，前面就是悬崖，睡着了就没有控制，就咚就掉下去了。掉下去他心里想啊，完了完了，我这下一定完了。结果掉到半空中的时候，就觉得有一个人呢就轻轻给他抱起来，又抱回那个悬崖上面。
In former times of China, there was a man. He was one of the founder of a sect of Buddhism when he was just left home because he wished to do away from the transmigration of days and births. Then he decided to cultivate and contemplate nearby the cliff. He asked himself to cultivate harder for not to sleep as his goal. Yet he always felt sleepy. Finally, he really went to sleep and he fell down to the cliff. He thought that he would die. But suddenly, he found and felt that there was one who took him in his arm. Only just few seconds passed. He didn't get hurt at all, sitting at the same place as usual.
那么这时候呢，他就问，他就大声问了，向空中问。其实那时候只有他一个人嘛，但是他又觉得有人呢把他从悬崖下面抱起来，所以他就问，是谁救了我？他空中就回答一个声音，护法韦陀。他说，哦，我在这里修行，有护法韦陀给我护法，那还不错。就很高兴呢，在那里继续打坐。
He then yelled so loud and asked, "Who did save me?" He heard someone answer to him, "The Dharma protector, 韦陀." Then he felt so proud of himself. I must be a hard cultivator, and therefore the Dharma protector, 韦陀, had come to protect me. He was so happy continually for his contemplating.
然后呢，又坐，坐坐坐坐坐，因为凡夫嘛，喜欢打瞌睡，坐过不了多久又开始打瞌睡，瞌睡又重又来，然后呢？又掉下去了，掉下去了之后呢，掉到半空中，又觉得有一双手又给他捧上来，他又问，是谁把我救了？然后空中又回答，护法韦陀。
Later, he had just been sitting in the meditation. Because he was still a common person, he fell sleepy again. ThenHe fell down again. The same situation happened. He also felt that there was one person who took him in his arms. Therefore, he did not really fall down to the cliff. He asked again, "Who did save me again?" He also heard someone who answered to him, "The Dharma protector, 韦陀."
这时候呢？这个祖师啊，就打了一个妄想，他心里想，哦，我这么有修行啊，护法韦陀来护我的法。这时候他就问，他就向空中问，现在这个世间上，像我还这么乐意修行，这么有修行，愿意在这里修苦行的人很多吗？他就自己这样问。这时候呢，在空中就回答一个声音，你以为你这样叫修行啊？我是受佛教赐，不得已要来护持你。像你这种修行人，如恒沙，如恒河沙这么多，比你更有修行的，如天上星群这么多。你这么共高我慢，五百世不来护你的法了。好了，就没声音了。
Because he was so proud of himself at this time, therefore a vain hope came out his mind. How greater am I, even the Dharma protector, who came to protect of me? He was proud and asked to Vaito, "Are there many of people in this Saha world who are hard cultivator as same as me?" A sound came from the sky. and answered to him, I am coming to partake of you because the Buddha ordered me to come, but you thought that you are a hard cultivator. Listen to me. There are a lot of hard cultivators in this Saha world. They are so huge as the stars on the sky. How arrogant you are. I were not to protect of you for 500 of human life. Then the sound disappeared from the sky.
那么这个比丘一听，哦，光起一念这种想法就五百世不护法哦，惩罚未免太重了吧。算了算了，不护法就算了，你不护法，那我还是要继续修行啊，所以就在那里继续打坐。打坐呢没有正念，过一下呢又打瞌睡，然后呢哎，打瞌睡打瞌睡掉下去了，结果呢掉到半空中，仍然有人给他捧起来。这时候他又问，谁救了我？空中又回答，护法委托了。他说，你不是五百世不护我的法了吗？他说，因为你一念忏悔已经超过五百世了啦。说哦，一念忏悔超过五百世，这么好用啊，那我应该多忏悔。
Then he had one thinking came out.Oh, only a vain hope, and you vow not to protect of me. How serious you are, but that's fine. Even you are not coming to protect of me, I must also cultivate him as usual. And he continually sitting there for contemplative. He then fell to sleep again. He fell down to the cliff again, at this time,There had still someone who held him in his arms before he dropped down to the cliff. He then asked, Who did save me? A sound answered him from the sky. The Dharma protector, Wei Tuo. He answered, I thought that you are not coming to protect of me for at least 500 of human lives.Wei Tuo answered to him, Even you only have a thought of repentance came out from your mind as a short time, it exceeds 500 of human life. Oh, how incredible it is. I should have to repent then.
所以啊，在这里我们知道，一个人一旦骄傲，自己认为自己很了不起，就会广结很多的恶缘。这个恶缘呢，连善神、天神都不乐亲近你，弃你而去。可是如果你一个人懂得自我惭愧、忏悔，自认自己错，能够改过，那么就所有的善神啊天神都愿意来守护你。所以常常喜欢骄傲自己了不起的人就是放逸的人。那么有怀惭愧心，愿意修正自己不善行为，愿意多助他人让他人离苦的人，就是一个不放逸的人。
As the resultOf this story, we find that a poor and self-important person who would create lots of evil karma with others, and then even the heaven of God did not like to come closer with you. They would live so far away from you. If you do have a repentance,mind to feel ashamed on yourself. Once you are able to revise of those bad habits, all whole heaven of God are willing to come closer to you. Therefore, the poor person can be also considered as a heedlessness person. Moreover, one who has repent mind for his errors, and then he is able to stop all evil karmas created from him again. He does stop it at all. He is able to be considered as a heedlessness man. Do you understand it?
Okay. 乐不放逸比丘或者具见放逸，彼以临近涅槃，必定不易堕落。
The people liking heedlessness, seeing fear in heedlessness, never will he fall away. Near is he to Nibbana.
所以呢，喜欢啊，不放逸。能够让自己安住在正道的人，或者是呢害怕看见放逸，那么这样的人呢就已经接近正道，临近涅槃，必定呢不容易堕落。
One who likes heedlessness and he also sees fear in heedlessness, this kind of person is always near proper way.He is also to win the dash, and he never will be fall away.
就好像呢，以前呢，在佛陀时代，有一个呢很尊贵的年轻人。那么后来他出家呢，作为佛陀的弟子，在所有一切呢，佛陀对他的教法，他都能够领受之后。然后呢，他就住在啊他们那个乡村啊，并且呢，他获得了节俭、知足、纯净，以及意志坚定的善好的赞誉。
During the Buddha's time, a young of high station, born and reared in a certain market town.Retired from the world and became a monk in the religion of the Buddha. One making his full perfection, he came known. He acquired the reputation of being frugal, content, pure, resolute. He also lived at the town.
然后呢，他住的地方呢？也有很多他们的亲戚，所以呢，他和其他的弟子呢，都啊常常有这个大量的供养之物，所供养的东西呢也非常多，所以他从来呢就不到啊城里面去化缘。这有一天呢，这个僧众呢就在谈论有关他的问题，然后呢就向佛陀报告。哎呀，说啊，这个僧人呢很活跃，每天呢忙忙碌碌啊，跟亲属交往啊，并且呢得到很大量的供养啊，所布施也很好，可是呢他却从来呢不到寺庙里面来。佛陀听到这些对他的批评之后呢，就召见这个比丘啊，并且问他：他们这些人说你的都是真的吗？
He always made his rounds for alms in the village where his relatives resided, although in the neighboring city, and other disciples were distributing abundant offerings, but he was distributing gifts beyond compare. He never went to the city. One day,The monks began to talk about him and said to the Buddha, This man was busy and active, lived in intimated association with his kinsfolk, although he and other disciples are dish towing abundant offerings, but he is bestowing gifts beyond compare. He never comes to the monastery. The Buddha had some nuns and asked him, "Monk, is the report true that you are doing those and so?"
那么这个比丘啊，就回答佛陀说呢，说我跟那些亲属啊交往密切是不真实的，我只从这些人那里获得足够每日所够的食物分量，在这些获得这些食物之后，不论粗细，只要能维持生活，那么我就不需要再回到寺庙里面来。我只想到怎么样觅食，却从来没有想过如何与亲属密切生活。为什么呢？因为只要有足够的食物，就可以让我呢安心熏修禅定。这时候佛陀呢就回答说啊，哎呀，很好很好，你这个呢一点都不奇怪，你呢接受我的教导，本来就应该节俭，节俭呢是我的本意，也是我的习惯。那么最后呢，佛陀啊就接受大众生的要求，说佛陀啊，为什么你会有这种节俭呢，以及呢这种知足的习惯呢？
He reports to the Buddha, Buddha, it is not true that I live in intimate association with my relatives. I receive from this book only so much food as I can eat. But after receiving so much food, whether coarse or fine, as is necessary to support me, I do not return to the monastery thinking, why seek food? I do not live in intimate association with my relatives. Buddha. The Buddha, knowing the disposition of the monk, saying, well done, monk. It is not at all strange, monk, that after obtaining such a teacher as I, you should be frugal. For frugality is my disposition and my habits, and in response to a request of the monk, he relected the following.
佛陀就说呢，在很久以前，那么在恒河边呢，有一个树林，住着呢数千只的鹦鹉。其中呢，有一只鹦鹉王，当他呢所住的那棵树，树上的果实已经渐渐干枯掉落，他就吃捡剩的。其他的鸟呢，其他鹦鹉都已经去其他地方找寻食物，但是呢这只鹦鹉王仍然不离开他的那个位置，反正有什么东西我就吃什么，不管嫩芽也好啦，叶子啦，树皮啦，然后他喝的是恒河的水，就继续留在那棵树上。他很知足，也很感谢那棵树让他生命延续跟安住。那么他的快乐与知足呢，让这个大天王在天上看也感到震惊。所以呢那个大天王呢观察那一只鹦鹉多么的真心快乐跟知足，就来拜访他，并且呢再把他所住的那一片树林呢变得很茂盛，很翠绿。这时候佛陀就开始说，我在前世 还当鹦鹉的时候就已经这么知足常乐。所以当一个人知足常乐的时候，有很多的善神护法呢常常在拥护你。而当一个人贪心不止的时候，那时候呢就有很多的恶鬼在那里呢触恼你。所以呢知足安乐勤俭也是不放逸。佛陀说如果有这样子的人呢，那么离开涅槃也不会太远了。
Once up on a time, several thousand parrots lived in a certain grove of fig trees in the country on the bank of the Hunghe River. One of them, the king parrot, when the fruits of the tree in which he lived had withered away,ate whatever he find remaining, whether shoot or leaf or bark, drank water from the Hunghe, and being very happy and contented remained where he was. In fact, he was very happy and content that the heaven guardBegin to cock. The heaven guard, observing how happy and contented the parrot was, vexed him and turned the whole forest into a green and flourishing place. Therefore, if we do feel so happy and content most of time, there are many of Dharma protectors.Our pure God who will always protect of you. When one person who is indulged in greedy, the evil ghost will be waiting there trying to make you in anger. And the Buddha point out that even in the past birth, he was contented and happy and that such a monk will never...slip back from the reality.